Luke didn't wait to see what exactly the spray did. The maneuver had bought him maybe half a second of confusion, and he couldn't afford to waste any of it. Throwing himself back and to the side, he did a flip into the room behind him, angling to get to the slight protection afforded by the wall beside the doorway. He just barely made it. Even as he cleared the archway, there was a stuttering salvo of sharp hisses, and as he flipped back to his feet, he saw that the door jamb had grown strange semi-solid tendrils of some thin, translucent material. Another tendril shot through the doorway as he hastily backed farther away, sweeping in a spiral curve that seemed to turn from fine mist to liquid stream to solid cylinder even as it curved. His lightsaber was in his hand now, igniting with a snap hiss of its own. They'd be through that doorway in seconds, he knew, all efforts at subtlety abandoned. And when they came, he clenched his teeth, a memory of his brief skiff battle encounter with Boba Fett flashing through his mind. Wrapped in the bounty hunter's smart rope, he'd escaped only by snapping the cable with a deflected blaster shot. But here, there would be no blasters to try that trick with. For that matter, he wasn't absolutely sure what his lightsaber could do directly against the sprays. It would be like trying to cut through a rope that was continually recreating itself. Or rather, like trying to cut seven such ropes. He could hear their footsteps now, sprinting toward his room even as the spiraling tendril sweeping the doorway made sure he stayed too far back to ambush them as they came through it. A standard military technique played out with a kind of precision that showed he wasn't dealing with amateurs. He raised the lightsaber to on-guard position, risking a quick look around. The room was decorated like all the others he'd seen on this floor, with ancient wall tapestries and other relics. No real cover anywhere. His eyes flicked across the walls, searching for the exit that by implication had to be here somewhere. But the action was so much useless reflex. Wherever the exit was, it was almost certainly too far away to do him any good. The hiss of the spray stopped, and he turned back just in time to see the aliens charge into the room. They spotted him, spun around to bring their weapons to bear. And reaching up with the force, Luke ripped one of the tapestries from the wall beside him and brought it down on top of them. It was a trick that only a Jedi could have pulled off, and it was a trick that by all rights ought to have worked. All seven of the aliens were in the room by the time he got the tapestry loose, and all seven were beneath it as it began its fall. But by the time it landed in a huge wrinkled pile on the floor, all seven had somehow managed to back completely out of its way. From behind the heap came the sharp hiss of their weapons, and Luke ducked back involuntarily before he realized the webbing sprays weren't coming anywhere near him. Instead, the misty tendrils were sweeping outward, shooting around and past the downed tapestry to crisscross the walls. His first thought was that the weapons must have gone off accidentally, jostled or bumped as the aliens tried to get out from under the falling tapestry. But a split second later, he realized the truth, that they were deliberately webbing the other tapestries into place on the walls to prevent him from trying the same trick twice. Belatedly, Luke tugged at the heaped tapestry, hoping to sweep them back with it, and found that it too was now solidly webbed in place. The spraying ceased, and a single dark eye poked cautiously around the tapestry mountain. And with a strange sort of sadness, Luke realized that he no longer had any choices left. There was now only one way to end this if Han and Leia were to be saved. He locked his lightsaber on and let his mind relax, reaching out with Jedi senses toward the seven figures, forming their image in his mind's eye. The alien watching him brought his weapon around the edge of the tapestry. And reaching back over his left shoulder, Luke hurled his lightsaber with all his strength. The blade scythed toward the edge of the tapestry, spinning through the air like some strange and fiery predator. The alien saw it, reflexively ducked back, and died as the lightsaber sliced through the tapestry and cut him in half.